sometimes you'll hear an echo. It's the microphone of the room.
Okay. Well, we are here at a special meeting, Office of Police Ombudsman Commission, and it is March 3rd, 2020, and it is about, it's after 5:30. It is 5:31 p.m. And we are in the Council Briefing Center in the lower level of City Hall. And with me tonight, my name is Jenny Rose, and I am the chair of the commission. Sitting with me tonight, we have Mr. Logue, our ombudsman. We have Commissioner Holman, who, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, sorry. We have Commissioner Smith, we have Commissioner Wilborn, and we have Christina Cody. And with us is our candidate for legal counsel. And gosh, I'm so sorry. And his name is David Bingaman. And I think what we're going to do first, welcome to the public. And so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at the agenda and approve it officially.
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Second.
Got a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. So that was unanimous. And now we are going on to our business of the evening, which we have, like I said, we have our legal counsel with us, Mr. Bingaman. And so we're just, the first thing I want to do is just, Ladd and I had already interviewed you and talked to you for quite a bit. But now I would like you to just share a little bit about yourself, your business, just real briefly to the commissioners.
Thank you. Yeah, so I am originally from Spokane, been here most of my life. Went to Gonzaga Prep, Gonzaga University. So I have my own law firm. It's Northwest Corporate Counsel. So what I do is on-site corporate counsel work. So general counsel, I am the attorney for companies that don't want, or I should say, don't really have the need or the ability to hire an in-house counsel, but they want someone who's not necessarily a traditional law firm. And then I also am the city attorney for three cities. That would be Reardon, Davenport, and Wilbur. So I have those, and with Reardon, I'm also their prosecutor, which that it would be infractions. The criminal side is actually contracted out. So that's what I do. With my law firm, I am the only attorney. So I handle all my own cases. If you ever have a question, you know, you call me. You know, you call me direct on my cell phone. You know, I'm pretty good getting back to people, whether it be a phone call or an email. So that's kind of what sets me apart from other law firms. And I just try and do a little more personable of a service for my clients.
Okay. So Commissioner Smith, I already interviewed, but I certainly want you to be able to ask questions. Probably one question is why the OPOC as our legal?
I think it fits in pretty well with what I'm doing, you know, right now. And reading the job description, you know, you have open public meetings issues, you have public records issues. Pretty familiar with that. I deal with it quite a bit. You know, I attend council meetings for the cities, so pretty familiar with that. I've been through police officer. I guess I'll use plural investigations. So I've kind of seen some of that and how it works out. I have in that process, I've worked with CJTC, which is the Criminal Justice Training Commission, and learned quite a bit actually in working with them on the issues. So I find it interesting. I think it's a pretty good fit.
Okay, questions?
We've traveled in some of the same circles. I'll be speaking, as a matter of fact, Thursday evening at Gonzaga Prep. You say you graduated from there.
I went there.
And I spoke out at Wilbur. Wilbur is a small town.
Yeah.
And so you're the attorney for the city of Wilbur?
Yeah, so I'm the city attorney. So RCW says that a town is supposed to appoint a city attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So I am the city attorney.
So do you all hold court?
No, so court is actually contracted through Lincoln County.
Lincoln County.
Yeah, so Wilbur is in Lincoln County. So their police services Their police chief or police marshal technically is actually contracted with the sheriff's department. So the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department actually handles all of the police work for them.
So the cases from Wilbur, do you represent
criminal
the city?
Side, no. That's part of their master contract, the criminal side, with Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. So it includes court services, prosecution. So that side is all contracted through Lincoln County. If you take like Reardon, Reardon has its own police department.
Yeah.
So the criminal side, that's part of the court contract. So it's kind of bunched together with what goes to the court and the prosecutor, and then all the infractions, the like traffic stuff, that is not part of that contract. So that gets contracted to me.
Mm-hmm. We speak. About oversight, we provide oversight for the police department here, which is much larger. And we are right now discussing concerns that the Guild has with our involvement with the police department. What's your position on that in terms of the board, the commission? Providing oversight over police department, but the Guild having issues with the commission.
It's almost like that's two questions.
That was two questions? let me narrow it down to one.
Can I ask Mr. Bingaman if in Reardon, Davenport, and
Wilbur.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume those officers are part of a union, but I...
So yeah. Let me answer that part.
Okay.
So Wilbur got rid of their police department, so they contract
the
sheriff's department. Sheriff's department is union.
Yeah, they're...
Reardon is not union.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And Davenport, coincidentally enough, I'm going out there next week to meet with the sheriff's department and the city regarding contract negotiations and with the sheriff's department on that. Yeah, so sheriff's department is union.
Okay.
But I don't think that answers your question though.
Well, I'm concerned with the issues we're having now where the Guild is saying since they have no contract with the city, we shouldn't have access to videos or records or anything like that, and the concern that I have is we work for the people. We don't work for either the city or the Guild, you know, or the police department, and so we provide oversight over use of force and you know other issues, and so we're being hindered if we're told by any entity that we can't provide oversight. You know, I have an issue with that. So I was just wondering where you stood on that issue, you know, and how would you represent us if that came down to a legal, legal concern.
Yeah, it sounds like from what I'm hearing you say, you know, how do you do your job if you're not given the information to do your job?
Yes.
That's a great question. How do your job if you're not given the tools to do it?
Right. And
sorry.
I think part of the problem is, you know, the community looks towards you to do a job.
Yes.
And if you're not given the tools to do your job, I think it erodes the faith that the community would have.
Yeah, and the other thing is, why do we look for somebody to give us the tools to do the job? We're not asking anybody to give us anything. We are who we are. You know, so the charge and the ordinance is how we function. So whatever the ordinance established the commission to do is what we should do. We don't ask anybody, you know, can we do this, that, or the other, you know. And so with having the opposition, it may be that we may have to have some legal challenges to other people's position, especially if they're withholding information from them.
What I was going to say is, our legal counsel signs a contract with us to, and I don't remember the verbiage in the contract, but he or she is there to support us, signing a contract and to do, and we talked about this when we interviewed, whatever we ask our legal counsel would do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we don't ask, that person, you know, obviously can actually, you know, say, well, here's what I heard. Are you guys interested? But that person works for us.
Yes.
So I wouldn't assume that our legal counsel would be really, I don't know, it would advise us more than say, hey, you know, that's not a good idea, but would advise us why it's not a good idea, whatever we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, does that make sense?
It makes sense.
You know,
go ahead.
So just want to clarify something. So you have a whole bunch of different contracts, it sounds like, and you're doing a bunch of different things. What's your time commitment like? Are you going to be able to be available?
I'm always, you know, here's the thing with my schedule. If I need to, you know, make longer days, I work longer days. If I need to work a weekend, I work a weekend. So I'm pretty flexible.
Okay.
People always tell me, well, I have a lot of flexibility having my own office. I call it involuntary flexibility because, you know, all my clients dictate, you know, my schedule. So I'm pretty flexible.
Okay.
You know, I sometimes I'll have clients dealing with someone on the East Coast and they want to have an 8 a.m. East Coast meeting. Okay, so I got to get out of bed and, you know, have a 5 a.m. you know, meeting. It happens. So I'm pretty flexible with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought of something in answering your question, you know, because, you know, say like you have a jury trial, right? A jury trial, you have a judge, and the judge determines what the jury hears, right? But that judge is an impartial person making a decision. It sounds like in the situation right now with the guild, there is no impartial decision maker saying, yeah, you should see this or you should not see it.
No, they represent the police department.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you see like the difference in that analogy. In a court, you have an impartial judge saying, okay, you see this or you don't see this. In this situation, you don't have that.
But then we have ordinance language that has some fuzziness to it and some gray.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's where we get into trouble sometimes is
or
interpretation.
Issues, yeah.
Because it's not,
Mr. Love, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I want to piggyback on this kind of discussion because last year, I guess it's more than a year ago, at the end of 2018, the commission exercised their power to direct the police department, following step by step the guidelines of our governing ordinance, to conduct more investigation inside of a case. And our ordinance clearly says that the commission is the final authority on the matter. So it goes to the chief, and if the chief and I don't agree, then it goes to the commission. And then the commission gets to say whatever the commission's gonna say. So the commission said something, and then the chief came back and said the commission doesn't have the authority. But that's under the level of the commission. And we didn't have an attorney at the time that would be willing to fight for the commission's authorities and powers, which are clearly established. So someone in this building obviously agreed with the chief at the time or just didn't want to deal with it. And it seems like we are the short end of the stick when it's, we don't want to deal with this at the time. You might be right, but we don't want to deal with it. So their commission, I'm very nervous about myself for my office, but that includes for the commission. Because they're over me, but if my authorities are challenged or the commission's authorities are challenged, probably more so the commission's authority being challenged than my stance is going to be far more weak.
sets a precedent of are we going to be following the ordinance or are we just going to be following whoever?
And I think that particular issue took, 10, 11 months?
Still going on. They still haven't done it. They still haven't given me the public records because I asked for records via public records. So it's been a kind of a slow roll all the way across, and that challenges the entire purpose of the ordinance.
Are they outstanding still, the public records?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a deadline on them?
Oh, they just say another 45 days, staff and workload, another 45 days.
How long has it been outstanding?
At least a year more. Since July.
It's crazy.
There is a reasonableness requirement.
Right,
there.
Right, yeah. So.
Yeah, so I guess my point is, what do you do when we come up against that? Because we will inevitably come up against that kind of scenario again.
I mean, potentially you could file a lawsuit. I mean, Public Records Act violation. I don't know the details, obviously, of what you're
less concerned about the public records, more concerned about the commission's authority being challenged.
And that at some point, we're getting closer and closer, I think, to launching something that has some teeth to it. Hmm. Obviously, we're going to have to use you, if we choose you, to be our legal counsel to give us advice as to the pros and the cons of doing something instead of talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
And it may take a lawsuit of some sort to wake some people up that we do have authority and we need to start using it. And that's where we gotta know that your comfort level is going to be okay with that. Again, do you see yourself managing that kind of a yin-yang? You know?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a problem. I'll give you kind of a little story. So in the last few months, I was contacted by someone from a city about hour and a half away from here, and no one would take his case. And it was against a well-to-do company, and no law firm would take it. He's like, I have to go outside of this city because no one will take it. Mm-hmm. And my response was, I really don't care. I owe nothing to them. You know, if you're my client, you're my client. You know, I understand that, you know, people don't want to, you know, make other people mad because they're going to see them at the buffet on Saturday or whatever. You know, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And I think it's a good thing that you are not entangled in the city governments.
Yeah, I really think that's a good plus. Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, working with small towns, mm-hmm. yeah, it becomes really difficult.
Yeah.
When you're involved in that mm-hmm. aspect.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good.
So true.
It is.
Are you tied to Mr. Ormsby or any of the other city attorneys in any way?
No, I'm not. No.
See him at brunch on Sundays?
No. Yeah, no. I've met him once. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't go to the same fitness club, I don't believe. I don't know.
So I'll entertain a motion if you think we're ready.
I think we're ready.
The motion would be to approve.
To hire.
Yeah.
To hire Mr. Bingham.
He's the only counselor that I've heard from.
Yes.
You interviewed others?
No, we did not.
So, I guess the I'm leaning toward the chair. How do you feel since you've interviewed him?
Well, I would, to be honest with you, James, I could speak for myself, I wouldn't have him sitting there if I didn't think he would not be a good fit. So obviously I think would be a good fit for us. And like Commissioner Smith, I love the idea that he's not tied in with the city.
I like that.
So that's a good point.
Excuse me for interrupting.
Sure.
One of the requirements was the lawsuit aspect, if he's currently involved in a lawsuit. Did you ask that on the list?
I didn't know. So what was that?
So city legal, just one of the things, they won't hire, like, we can't contract with somebody who's currently involved in a legal lawsuit with the city of Spokane. So that's the only question that
Oh, thank you, Christina. Okay. So we have the official no. Okay. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that piece.
Interesting conflict of interest. Mm. Yeah. No.
Exactly.
Well, I move to approve the hire.
I second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, I'll bring it to a vote. All those in favor of approving the motion to hire Mr. Bingaman, say aye.
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 Aye. And that sounds unanimous. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
So you got a feel for what we're dealing with. And now that you're our counsel, how do you feel about the concerns that we're dealing with? I beg your pardon?
I'm going to close the meeting.
Oh.
Is that okay?
So you okay.
What?
He asked the question.
Oh, he asked a question. So go for it, James. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I've already asked.
How do I feel about...
The issues that we asked you about.
Today?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a real concern. I think it's a concern because, obviously, if certain information is not relayed to you, how do you do your job? And
right.
And I think people see that, you know, and they start to ask, you know, what exactly is going on? Are our needs, are our concerns being met?
Yeah. Okay. Our next meeting will be on March 17th at 5:30.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
So will someone be in contact? You're going to be in contact.
Christina.
Yes, I will start working on contract.
Okay.
I'll work with City Legal on that, and then I'll get it to you.
Gotcha.
I'll start that tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Who is the attorney back in, you said, end of 18?
Was Hessian.
Was it Hessian?
Was he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Dennis. Yep.
Yes.
How long was he with you guys?
2 years.
Two?
Was it two?
Yeah. It was like my first.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I am officially, excuse me, I'm going to officially close the meeting. Thank you.